Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Mark, and today we'll be reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. For some of the earlier manuscripts of Mark, this is actually the end of the gospel. We're going to be going through verses 9 through 20 this week anyway, but if today's passage is indeed how Mark intended to end his gospel, it is definitely a banger of a conclusion. So we'll just jump right into it. Mark 16, 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. All right, so I'm going to start with a personal confession. I think New Year's resolutions are a generally pretty lame endeavor. But at the same time, out of all the people I know, I'm the one who takes them the most seriously. You know, there's something to me about setting your hopes high and fleshing out all the steps that will get you to the life you want to live that, you know, really gets you excited. But I share this because even though with a new year comes new opportunity, I think all of us have grown accustomed to being a little cynical, haven't we? You know, I was isolating this past week, so I attended service virtually, but I thought it was pretty funny when Pastor Chan surveyed the room to see who made New Year's resolutions, and not a single person actually did. Although we should be excited for all that life has in store for us in the coming months, over our lives, I think we've realized that things like this, things like resolutions, usually end in disappointment. And this mindset extends far, far beyond just some New Year's resolutions. As our expectations get dashed time and time again, we start to live life expecting things to go wrong. We become jaded, and we sort of self-sabotage our hope because that's how life is. When Jesus was arrested at the Garden of Gethsemane, we know that his disciples abandoned him and were quick to go back to living their lives. Save for a select few, they abandoned the hope that they had in Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, and they walked away from the faith-filled, hope-infused life that they had been led to live by him. And perhaps they felt a much more amplified version of this cynicism that we face every New Year's. Jesus got their hopes up so much. He was their king. He would bring salvation. He would rule the nations, only for him to be beaten and crucified. And just like that, they were brought back to reality. They must have thought, "We were fools to believe in Jesus. Promises like that don't come true. This is all there is to life." But the thing is, Christ's reality is far different from the world's. After all, although he had died, he came back to life. He was raised from the dead. Sometimes I feel like we hear about the resurrection of Jesus so often that we forget how crazy the resurrection is. A heart that was still started beating again. You know, rigor mortis reversed, vitals revitalized, closed eyes opened once more. With the resurrection, Jesus ushered in a new reality where all our expectations could be shattered because he can do so much more than we know. In our passage, although Mary Magdalene and Mary, mother of James and Salome, expected just to bring some spices to anoint the corpse of Jesus, they found no corpse to anoint. Although they wondered how they would roll away the stone, they found the stone already rolled away. Although they had expected to see a dead Jesus, they found the messenger of the Lord who told them that he was alive. Jesus' resurrection means that you and I don't need to temper our expectations. We don't need to live a life of cynicism and jadedness. We don't have to place our hope in fragile things like our health or our ambition or the world around us anymore, because those things are sure to disappoint. Instead, we can place our hope on Jesus Christ, the one who was raised from the dead to sit at the right hand of God for all eternity. Jesus will never fail. And Jesus has a life for us that is full of grace and peace as we lay down ourselves and follow after him. All we have to do is accept him. You know, as we start to respond to our passage, something that strikes me is that the resurrection of Jesus is really quite quiet. You know, this is the most amazing, unimaginable, single most important thing to ever happen in history. And yet there's no fanfare. There's no blazing light that stretches through the heavens to announce the victory over death. Those that come to his tomb are simply told, go after him. You will see him. He will be there for you. In the same way, if your desire this year is to follow after Christ and to experience his goodness and his mercy, remember that he can be quiet. A year of pursuing Jesus might not be a year full of loud triumph and wild experiences. It could instead be a year of calm devotion, of peaceful walking with him. And that can be just as transforming. So let's go to him and let's just remember his resurrection. And let's ask that Jesus help us to live a life of expectation for him this year. Lord, you are great. You are holy. And you have won over death. You have won over sin. Lord, you are on the throne, and we thank you that you invite us into a life with you. Lord, although the world tells us to not get our hopes up too much for the new year, I pray that we really can, that we can be so excited for all that you're going to be doing in this world this year in 2022. Lord, I pray that we make ourselves available to your plan, that you lead us into your perfect will. Lord, help us to love all that you bring us to. Help us to love, to die to ourselves, and to follow you. Lord, help us to be excited. Help us to look forward to the move of God. And we pray all this in your name. Amen.